Okay. Can everybody hear me okay here? Let me know in the chat. Excellent. Okay. A little confusion. We had two different meetings going on, so we figure it out. Here we are. So as everybody gets in here, I'll give you a minute or so to get in and we'll get started. I will see if I can change my name. Maybe. Maybe I won't. Okay. Close a few things. Oops. Okay. There we go. All right. We have there we go. I'm promoting Coach Heather here so that she is going to be in the chat and available to answer questions in the chat or questions in the Q&A if you have any of those as well. Today, we're here for the Trusting Your Body Now Plus Nurture worksheet call. So if you're a newbie and you're not sure exactly what a worksheet call is, it is a call where we take the concepts that we're learning right now and we put them into practice. So it's a great place to get feedback and to get ask any questions, answer any, you know, we'll answer any questions that you have about it. And I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to share my screen with you so that you can see exactly how to find these worksheets and how to fill them out. I will be also giving you some time to fill out the worksheet. So don't worry about that. We can fill it out together and during that time. So I want to welcome you all. I'm Coach Lisa. I haven't figured out how to change my name. So, oh, there we go. I figured it out now. Okay, Coach Lisa. There you go. So now you know who I am. For any of you who don't know me that well, I've been a member of NoBS for 3 years now. I started working here very beginning of this year. I'm a private coach, so I coach clients one-on-one, and you'll also see me here on calls or at events, that type of thing. So thank you. I see some welcome. Thank you very much. Make sure in the chat, yeah, it's so nice to meet you too. Make sure in the chat you have it set to everyone so that everyone can see you. And just so you know, Coach Heather will be typing in all caps so that you know that it's her, makes it easier to see when she does that. She's not yelling at you. She's just making sure you know. And I am doing well. How's everybody else today? We're doing good? I'm going to take a deep breath. Get centered for the call. Thank you. Love my hummingbird. Yes, I love my hummingbird too. Thank you, Mona. All right. So we shall get started. And I want to welcome anybody who's a newbie, March, April newbies. I really hope you've had a great first month. You should be finishing up the NoBS weight loss course. And then, yeah, you're welcome to dive into all of these calls as well. That's what we're here for. Answer any questions. Anybody want to share in the chat if this is your first worksheet call? Let me know. These are, like I said, a little bit different. I'll actually be sharing. Oh, excellent, Heather. Okay, good to have you. I will be sharing my screen so that you'll see exactly where they are. All of you and anyone who's been around for a while, we really hope you've enjoyed this program this month. I know it's new. It seems to be very well received so far. And everybody seems to be really learning a lot. This week's focus was on lessons 7 to 9 in module 1 of the course. But like I said, today we're going to be working, highlighting that worksheet from lesson 6, the Now plus Nurture worksheet call. I will have to remember where I got the picture from. I don't know, but I will see if I can remember that. Okay, so I would love to hear in the chat, is there something where you've changed your perspective this month based on this course? What has been one of your big ahas or big takeaways? Good morning, Jean. You must have one. Again, make sure that you set your chat to everyone. It's right above where you type in the chat. Instead, it shouldn't say host and panelist, because that lets you know that's just to me, just so you know. No one else gets to see that. Home base, yeah. And the trust process, and that everybody works on different temperatures. Yes, that's been a big one for me too, just to take the temperature. Not shaming, went off plan. Yeah, I can calm myself and not act on feelings. Yeah. Yeah, we tend to always, whenever we're eating, right? We're having some kind of feeling. We want a feeling that keeps us more present, keeps us more focused on be able to recognize our hunger signals, that type of thing. So scarcity and abundant, excellent, okay? Yeah, so many of us really eat in an unconscious state. We don't listen to our body. We're just listening to our brain. Especially if we're like really hungry, that type of thing. It's weird listening to our brain tell us to hurry up, eat, hurry up. Yeah, doing a lot of effort eating. Yeah. The Fuck It Foods worksheet is an amazing one to practice that, to really dial in when we notice we're doing a lot of that, especially if it's with certain foods. Understanding the external cues. Yeah. Home base. That's interesting, Stephanie said, I've stopped my weight loss journey for now and focusing on connecting to my body. Yeah, and I know what you're saying. We don't really stop our weight loss journey, though. We might stop focusing on the scale and focusing on the number. And I love that we're focusing on the connection with your body. It's great. Yes, great thing to learn, to let go of that shame. Yeah. Yeah, Vivian, I agree with you. That worksheet is amazing. Having a mantra. That's a good mantra. I'm relaxed, intentional, and intuitive. Yes. Okay. Too much comfort eating this past week. Yeah, it's great to find other ways to comfort ourselves, right? Okay. So I will, we will move along. So don't forget, like I said, we always have help on these calls. Coach Heather is in the chat with you. So if you have any questions, anything at all, she can help you with that. So I am going to share my screen with you now. I'm going to share this screen. Everybody see this now? Yes, they should be able to. Okay, so this is the home screen. When you go to our website, you'll see this is your welcome screen right here. And on the left-hand side, you've got, this is what we're looking for here for the course, the self-study resources. So if we click on that, you will find, if you're a newbie, you will see that this is your next step after the No BS Weight Loss course is this amazing part, like what's next? And you'll see all sorts of ideas for what to do next. Oops, I'm going to close the chat. It's sort of in our way. Okay. And the April focus of trusting your body is right here. So I'm clicking on that, takes us to the trusting your body page. So if we scroll down, I want to highlight a couple of things for you. We have the toolkit tracker. This is what you're going to want to bookmark this one, open it up and bookmark it, because next week's focus, we will be exploring that toolkit. If you've already started to use it, you can start to think about how you'll keep using these tools and how you're going to keep using them even moving into next month. So it's a really good one to bookmark so that you have it handy. If you're not there yet, that's totally fine. Like, this is always going to be here for you. After, once we're done with April, you will find it, if I show you here again, self-study resources guide. You click on the self-paced workshops, and that's where you will find this one with all the rest of the courses that we have. So for now, though, it is our focus, so it's above that. Okay, so we go back here. Like I said, the toolkit tracker is right there. And the live practice calls, you'll see, we scrolled down some more. We've got our bonus, the live calls. So these are all the calls that have been done this month that are posted here. So there has been the one already with Jane, the using the trust process with trusted foods. That's the one live practice call we've had so far. And this coming Monday, we have the next one, which is the trust process with challenge foods. So keep that in mind for Monday evening. You may want to get on that call with a challenge food. But those are some really good live calls to check out. A challenge food is a food that's hard to stop eating at times. So that's the kind of food that Coach Jane would like you to bring that time, that night. But here's where, this is how it will look for you going forward. All of these calls will always be here and available to you. So it, you know, doesn't matter exactly where you are now. Does anybody have any questions? Check the Q&A, you know, and take a look at the chat. I'm going to move that over here. Ah, Dove chocolate and popcorn. Yes. That would be a good one. Yes. Vinobius t-shirt. Yeah, I love it. Okay. So no questions yet. Okay. So I will show you then. What we're working on today is from lesson 6. So I'll click on that and I'm going to pull up the worksheet, the Now Plus Nurture worksheet, and I'm going to close the chat so you can actually see. So if you have any questions that you want me to see specifically while I'm going through this, throw them in the Q&A, and that way it will notify me that those are there. So in lesson 6, Jane talks to us about the Now Plus Nurture, so the Now process. That was also explained in Module 2, Lessons 7 and 8 of by Corinne of the No BS Weight Loss course. So it's kind of nice. I enjoyed going back and watching those again as well, because, you know, it just gives you a little bit of a different view on how to do the Now process, just different words. But essentially, you are naming your emotion. You are opening yourself to the emotion, to allowing it to be part of your experience, to really feeling it. And we are witnessing it without any judgment, witnessing with curiosity, right? Getting curious about how it feels in your body and how it changes. So there are so many resources available to you for if anybody hasn't practiced a lot with feelings. There is a feelings wheel. I can go back and show you that one. So I'm just going to go back out of this. And you see here, we're still in lesson 6. There's a feelings wheel. You can click on that. Gives you this whole feelings wheel. I have mine printed out. It makes it very easy to see and to utilize on a regular basis. Because, you know, we're so often used to saying, yeah, I'm happy or I'm sad. And we really want to build out our vocabulary, because there's often an underlying emotion that it is hard to experience if we don't really recognize where it's coming from. You know, the difference between being sad because we're lonely or being sad because we're bored or are we uncomfortable, you know, exactly figuring out exactly what it is that we're feeling and allowing ourselves to experience that. Word hippo, I opened that one up here for you too. It lets you type in any emotion at the top, and it's going to give you adjectives. It's going to give you all other things that are like almost the same as sad. So it really helps you come up with some specific examples. The feelings wheel is, if we all take you back again. the feelings wheel, if we go back, here we are. We just opened, from self-study resources, we opened up the Trusting Your Body April Focus. That's this page here. If you scroll down, I think it's actually accessible in a bunch of different places. Let's see if it's available further. No. Okay, so I went to lesson 6. And right here, companion materials for this lesson, we have the feelings wheel. You can click on it. It is also in, as it says here, the Trusting Your Body guide. So the workbook, and Coach Heather can post a link to that in the chat, I'm sure. The workbook it's on page 28, and it's a great one to print. I will say we're done with that. Okay, so that's where that is. Word Hippo is just www.wordhippo.com. And it is, like I say, that thesaurus. It helps you come up with all kinds of words there. Okay, so I will take you back to our worksheet. So, and there is live practice with this in with the Now process with Corinne. That one is in lesson 8 of module 2. So lesson 7's where she describes it, but lesson 8, she actually does live practice with it. So once you've felt the feeling though, the next part is nurturing it. So Jane's given us a whole bunch of resources and ideas on how to nurture your needs throughout this course. I'd love to crowdsource some though. Anybody have some ideas that they're using to nurture their feelings? There we go. Lots of feelings wheels. Yes. It's in a bunch of different places, that feelings wheel. Yeah. Anybody have any tips of how they nurture your needs, how you've done that throughout this course? Like, how would you nurture yourself without emotional eating? If you're like tired or overwhelmed, using the yin compassion. Yeah. Yin and yang. Right. And that's the normalizing. You've seen us talk a few times about the four N's, noticing, normalizing it. Kindness and compassion, having a book. Yeah, of course. Reading a book, taking a nap if I'm tired. Right. Looking for what you can celebrate. That's a great one. I love that. It's the first real pause, deep, deep breath, and asking, am I at home base? Yes. Yeah. What am I needing in this moment? Thank you, Coach Heather. Yeah. Yeah. Letting us know that it's okay to feel like that. Oh, sitting on the floor with your dog or a pet. Yeah. And that hand to heart. That's a great one. I really like that one too. Yeah. Right. Make sure we have your set to everyone, because this was a great answer of considering what is the gift from the experience. Yeah. What is the gift? What can I learn from this? What is my body trying to tell me? Get outside and move. Yep. Yeah. Those are some great ones. Okay. So what I want to remind you about too is to print out multiple copies of the How to Nurture Yourself After an Overeat worksheet. It is a great one to do after an overeat. It's similar to a discovery worksheet. You can do it before a discovery worksheet, after, instead of, that type of thing. But some people even use the Nurture Yourself After an Overeat worksheet to bring themselves back to home base before doing a discovery worksheet. Because it can bring you back to your home base so that you can really get the most out of your discovery worksheet. These two resources just really complement each other, and they'll be very useful if you make them part of your protocol. So I really urge that. All right. So it's time for you guys to do the worksheet. Does anybody have any questions about how to do it? You're going to name an emotion, be open to it, fill it out for yourself, try your best to witness it. and then write down what you're going to do to nurture it. So I want to give you guys a few minutes to do your worksheet, to stay out of the chat and do the worksheet. I will set a timer for us. I will set a timer for, well, it's set for 10 minutes because that's what my watch did, but we'll probably stop. We'll see around 8 minutes or so. All right. So everybody go do your worksheet and then I will be able to take questions and bring people up if you want to raise your hand. But for now, we will be silently doing it. Okay, how's everybody doing? Anybody still need more time? We pretty much done. Okay, give you one more minute. Okay. I have one question here that I'm going to answer first, which is sort of a little more clarification on doing a pause, they completed the pause on weight loss worksheet, decided to take a pause during the course to focus on trusting your body. And yeah, I had said, we don't really do that. Well, what I meant was the journey. We're always on our journey. And if that means we're not focusing on the number on the scale right now, and we're focusing on this trusting your body and learning how to really listen to our body, we're still on our journey. It's all part of it. You know, sort of like when we say things like, well, I got to get back on track. Well, you're still on the track. You're still headed in a direction. Maybe we want to shift the direction that we're headed in, right? That's sort of what it is. But we're still on our journey. That's what I was trying to say. So I hope that clarifies that. If not, ask again or ask more. All right. I do have a couple people with hands raised. Does anyone have any questions, specific questions about the worksheet or a part of it? I think I saw one here. How to normalize overwhelmed? That's a good question. One way to normalize overwhelmed is, why are we overwhelmed? Like what are the things going on? So sometimes people are overwhelmed because they have like a million things on their to-do list. So a way to normalize that would be to write out the to-do list, to bring it down to the facts. What are the facts of our to-do list? What are the facts of the things that we're overwhelmed by? Could just be there's a lot being pulled in a lot of different directions. So what does that actually mean? And then we normalize it by saying, you know, well, of course that overwhelm might be the feeling my body's generating because maybe you've made a list and you've got 35 things that you're trying to focus on. And unless we prioritize those and unless we set some intentions for how we're going to get those things done, our brain will see every single thing on that list as equally important. So it's going to be throwing up signals to you that you've got to get all this stuff done, which of course that could be overwhelming. So then we figure out a way to, how can we intentionally move forward from that? That helps. Yeah, did anybody get stuck anywhere? Okay, so if you've got your hand raised, I will call you up and we can see what your question is. I am trying to call you up. Promote to panelist. Well, that doesn't seem to be working. Okay. So maybe you didn't mean to have your hand up. We'll lower your hand then. Let's see. Shelley, do you mean to have your hand up? I will invite you to be a panelist. You let me know if you meant to have your hand up. If not, does anybody else have a question or want to come up and go over part of it? No. Nope. Okay, Shelley, you didn't mean to have your hand up either. All right. I'm going to lower your hand too. Okay. So everybody did just great with that. We have no questions. So let me know. Let me know if you have any questions at all. Oh, okay. We have someone. We'll see. Okay. We have a taker. There you are. Okay. Can you share with me, how do I pronounce your name?
Jyotsna.
Jyotsna. Okay. Jyotsna. How are you?
I have not been doing well. I joined in March and okay. I sort of had like been thwarted by various things that happen. But okay. So I'm looking at this worksheet and
yep.
I mean, it said, what emotion are you feeling right now? So what had happened is it's pandemic. I've gained some weight. I've been frustrated. But I decided I'm going to like take some action. I found Corinne's stuff in February and then joined in March.
Okay.
And then I managed to get sick and do all sorts of crazy things. And then I was getting back on track and I got that Peloton and I had this trainer come out, set me up correctly. My first class, I hurt my knee.
Okay.
So that was 1 week of that. And then I'm like, okay, now it's time. And then I threw my back out. So my emotion is like, I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to be doing to try to take care of myself. And I keep getting thwarted and I'm really frustrated. Okay. And then the thought about like, how do I feel? It's like, I really want to not feel anything. I want to, I want to be totally distracted and I do want to eat through it.
Yeah.
And then so, but I'm like, okay, this question, the one thing you can tell yourself to keep yourself open, maybe if I felt my feelings, I wouldn't, it would be eventually good for my weight loss. But I feel like as I read these, I'm like, and I know we talked about that yin way of being compassionate as opposed to the chiropractor gave me such a lecture when I threw my back out. How old are you? You need to take care of yourself. You need to exercise. You need to lose some weight. And for 10 minutes, he gives me a lecture. And then when he gets me on the table, he's like, oh, you're really bad. No wonder you're hurting. No wonder you're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like in tears just from his lecture. Cause I'm like, I know I should take care of myself. I should eat better. I should exercise. That's why I'm trying it. Yet I still managed to hurt myself. But
yeah.
I'm like, what do? You get back on the bike. I mean, I'm working through it, but it's like physical pain. And thank God I don't have this every day of my life and it'll be over in a few days. But
yeah. One of the things you can notice is that you are showing up for yourself, taking care of yourself, going to appointments, figuring it out, taking those next steps. So maybe the piece it would be this is, what do you think the feeling, one of the feelings is it frustration?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you fill the worksheet out for that? Or you want to
yes.
step into doing that? Okay. So we named it, it's frustration and we're being open to it. So what is one thing you can tell yourself to keep yourself open to the feeling of frustration?
All I could think of is eventually, if I feel my feelings, this will lead to better health and weight loss as opposed to distract myself from these feelings. Cause it's like, mm-hmm. I feel like I tried, I failed, I tried again, I failed again. But I mean,
yeah.
I know it's only been a couple weeks, so it's like, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but I'm
exactly
I'm like, I feel like I'm doing the right things. I'm like making the right moves and I'm failing at them.
Well, and and that's a tough judgment, right? To tell ourselves you're doing this stuff and you're failing. The truth is you're doing this stuff and you hurt your knee. Now you're going to probably learn how to do it without hurting your knee, right? And we get to decide, does that mean we failed or does that mean, oh, now I can have the opportunity to learn the correct way to do it without hurting myself or the correct supportive exercises so I don't hurt myself, that kind of thing. One way that I use to open up is that hand to heart and to remind myself that I'm safe, especially if I'm like actually in a position, this is what I'm planning to do to let me know I'm safe. It's okay to feel this. There's no one here that's going to judge me for it. There's no one
except for me,
except for my brain. And sometimes I like to separate it that way, except for my brain. And sometimes my brain is wrong. Sometimes it's misguided. That's okay. I know those judgments may come up, but if I allow it to just be okay to feel that frustration, we can get ourselves sometimes a bit out of that judgment of it, right? So if you do, so then if you're witnessing, what does frustration feel like for you?
It felt like it was like a choking sensation in my throat, and
yeah,
like it makes me want to cry. Like actually it's sadness, but it's like makes me want to cry.
Yeah. And when you allow yourself to feel it and like close your eyes and try to feel it, does it have a color? Is it like thick? Is it, sometimes mine are like clouds, like some of them are thicker and heavier. Some are not so much. Anything like that?
Makes me want to run away. Like, yeah. I don't like this feeling.
I know. It's okay. You are safe here. And I really applaud your being vulnerable with us. I really appreciate that. And I'm sure so do the members here. So, and it's your brain talking to say it wants to run away. But if you remind your brain that you are safe, that it's okay, that if we allow the feeling, it dissipates. Do you want to close your eyes and try to let it tell us about it? Tell us what does it actually feel like in your throat? Tight. I want you to keep breathing through this exercise. So we're breathing out, trying to let that feeling spread out if it can.
Just the breathing helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just kind of takes some of it down. Because it does. It feels like choking, like tight, like oppressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but actually, those four deep breaths actually felt a lot better.
So interesting, eh? And I think what you were feeling at the beginning, when your brain was saying, I just want to run, that's our resistance to it. That's trying to say, no, don't be there, which tends to inflame it almost, tends to make it even heavier or bigger sometimes. And if we allow it and say, it's okay, I can be with this, yeah. This is what frustration feels like for me. That's a good one. So you just practiced one of the things in your toolkit. And there will be a bunch more that you're going to learn too. How do you feel after doing that?
I feel better after just breathing. And I guess it's like I'm having a little bit of self-compassion. It's only been a couple of weeks. So I hurt my knee, so I threw out my back.
Yeah.
I have the rest of my life to get this right.
Yes. Yeah. Figure it out. Maybe this is what was needed for you to figure it out and to maybe your body saying, okay, can we go a little slower? But you've got this and you're showing up for yourself. I love that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have any other questions about that or?
No, I'll just enjoy the call. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. It's great to meet you. All right. I'll put you back down. Here we go. Is there anybody else who had any other questions? Yes. So much love for you in the chat. Yeah. Feeling our feelings. Our brain sometimes wants us to run because it's afraid of that. And we saw just in four breaths there that we're able to really reduce it, to allow it. Yeah, if there's anybody else who wants coaching, we have some time for that. Raise your hand. I'm really curious about what other feelings people worked through. What other feelings did you use on your worksheet today? Talk about some of those. I will search the chat to see if there was any. I don't see. We don't have any Q&A. let me know, guys. Loneliness. And sad and defeated. Yeah. Pamela, I'd be very curious if those were together or separate. And if we recognize what the difference is between feeling sad and feeling defeated. Another loneliness. Yeah. Inadequate. That's an interesting one too. I love the ones that are sort of, you know, further out in that feelings wheel. They're so important to really recognize for us what the difference is, like what it really feels like. Restless. Yeah, that's an interesting one. That one's, to me, sounds like a more buzzing and, but it's a really good practice. And there's a worksheet. There is a worksheet that in the Trusting Your Body Guide on pages 49 through 52, a worksheet. It's not a worksheet. There is some information. There's information here. There's 4 pages of it, of different emotions, different feelings, and ways to nurture them. So pages 49 through 52. And what were some of them? Yeah. Started with sad, defeated came as I processed. I tried to find the feelings wheel. Okay. And lead to the defeated. Okay. Yeah. So I hope you found the feelings wheel now, Pamela. If you haven't, scroll up into the chat. The guide I'm referring to is on page 49 to 52 of the Trusting Your Body Guide. We will post the feelings wheel again in here. This guide is called, it says, How to Check In With Yourself. And then it lists a whole bunch of feelings and how we can nurture those feelings. Okay. We will post the link to the guide, to the Trusting Your Body Guide. Would be on the homepage. I will share my screen again quickly to show you. I'm going to go back. And I'm going to go back again to show you. This is the beginning, very beginning when we go to the Trusting Your Body page. If we scroll down here, we have the Trusting Your Body program guide. And if you click on that, you will see the guide. I don't know why my computer makes it so big that it's sort of hard to see it. I'd like to see a whole page at once. I might be able to do that by doing this. That's a little easier to see. Move things around out of your way. Okay, so this is the guidebook. But in the toolkits, I just skipped ahead to pages, this is 46. So here's a bunch of tools. These are tools you're going to be learning next after today when you move on to module 2. But here we are on page 49, and it's how to check in with yourself in general. Step 1, do the now and nurture and identify the underlying need and examples below. So when we're feeling inadequate, maybe you need reassurance that it is okay. And you can journal and give yourself assurance or seek it from somebody else. If you're needing certainty, so if we're uncertain, or if we're tired and we need rest, have a nap, early bedtime, that type of thing. Okay, I hope that helps. So those are some really good pages to go through. But I see I have somebody's hand up, so I'm going to pull them up. Pamela, I would really recommend that you print that out. You don't have to, but I would recommend that you do because it would be... Oh, no, you didn't mean to have your hand up. Okay. All right, that's okay. So yeah, so we still have a few minutes left. So I'll go back to sharing that screen. So yeah, so this is where when we do the now plus nurture, we recognize what it is we actually mean, and we can go through this list and see explore, be curious about what it is that you need. The other thing you can do is, yeah, go through this list and see if any of the ways to nurture yourself resonate. So you may not recognize that what you actually need is enjoyment. If you're, you know, lonely, you might be looking for enjoyment. Often when we think of lonely, we're thinking, I need people or I need connection, but maybe you just need to connect even with yourself and to try something new, right? Like lonely, bored can kind of go hand in hand. Like I haven't tried something new in a while. So you can, like I say, you can also scroll through the how to nurture yourself and see if any of these sound like something you'd like to do or something that would feel good. Decompression. Sometimes we need to decompress, you know, when we come home from work, that type of thing. We need like 5 minutes. I've recommended that for a few of my private clients to, okay, you get home from work, pause 5 minutes, give yourself some space to breathe before you switch to the next thing. Hydration. Okay, so that would be a good one. Does anybody have any other questions about that? I will try promoting Liz Kahn. You've got your hand up. We'll see if you did want to come up. Let's see. Disappointment. Yeah, disappointment. Sometimes disappointment, we have to connect with why we're feeling disappointment. What is it that we need? Do we need validation? Sometimes we're disappointed because we aren't getting the validation that we need. Yeah, I was never allowed to have my feelings. Feelings were seen as weakness. Oh, yeah, 100%. Don't cry, right? I'll give you something to cry about. I remember that sentence from my childhood. Right? It wasn't okay to feel it. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah, definitely. Heard those all the time, right? So allowing ourselves to feel our feelings, allowing ourselves to recognize why. Why are we feeling this? What is it that we're thinking? Yeah, I'm Karen. I'm loving this course too. Okay, so newer members, I want you to understand, yeah, that being in no BS works best when you have a focus. So I pointed out to you where to find the what's next video to decide what to focus on. And in all honesty, I think it's a great place even for someone who's been here for 3 years, because there's a summary in there that shows you why to do certain courses and which ones are great. Next month, we have Conquering the Scale coming up. So that is going to be an amazing one. Everybody look out for that. And don't forget, Monday, like I said, is the next live call with Jane, where you're going to be bringing another food one, a challenging food this time. So get ready for that. And next Saturday, we're having another worksheet call. So you'll be doing that. Next week's focus is going to be on that module two toolkit. A lot of tongue twisters today. So don't be afraid to just explore it. Check it out. Don't forget to watch the final lessons of the course. And like I said, to bookmark that toolkit page, because you can use that ongoing. Use that in the future. So, yeah. And next week's call is the weight loss coaching call with Corinne. Sorry, next week's calls. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time is Corinne's weight loss coaching call, and the very first mindset coaching call for Don't Stop Believing for all the paid registrants. That happens tomorrow at 1 o'clock as well. So I hope to see lots of you in that. I am so excited to do Don't Stop Believing live this year. I just know it's going to be such an amazing event. Corinne's added on the coaching in the afternoon, which is going to be so great. And of course, you get to party with all of the team and all the coaches, all the rest of this team. It's the only time of year you get to do that. So don't miss out if that's a possibility for you at all. And we can all start training together. So I will hopefully see you there. So any last questions from anybody before we wrap up? We will wrap up a couple minutes early here, if nothing else. Oh, you guys are so welcome. And don't forget to, if you have any questions that you want answered, you can always ask and ask coaches, or reach out in the Facebook groups, tag us if you want us to answer you. And yeah, we're always happy to help out everywhere. Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. It was so great. Thank you for coming up and being vulnerable. Thank you, everybody. All right. Have a great day.